and will stay for a moment with the same state that is drenched in rain and snow. It is also flooded with red ink. California faces a shortfall of more than $8 billion in the coming fiscal year, and now Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is promoting a plan that he says will close that gap, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Arnold Schwarzenegger promised an honest budget, and this one, he acknowledged, is more like the awful truth. The $8 billion budget gap is stitched together without new taxes, which the governor rejects as job killers. Instead, there's a combination of cuts and borrowing. At his news conference in Sacramento yesterday, the governor seemed well aware there'd be something in this budget for almost everyone to hate.
There is many areas that the people say, why are you hitting us? If we would give the money that everyone wants, then we would be billions and billions of dollars in deficit every year. So we cannot afford that. We have to live within our means.
Spending will actually go up a bit. The economy's stronger, so the state's taken in more money. The education community feels that some of that, a couple of billion dollars, in fact, should be going to schools. That's because they made a deal with the governor last year to give up that much to help balance the budget. The understanding was it'd be paid back when the economy improved. But the governor's decided the state can't afford to do that.
It really feels like a betrayal, and people are very, very upset.
Kevin Gordon is the executive director of the California Association of School Business Officials.
He gave us his word that he would abide by this deal, and now he's walking away from it.
School officials aren't the only ones who will be disappointed with this budget, says Gene Ross, executive director of the California Budget Project. There are a lot of programs, she says, facing cuts.
The governor proposes to reduce cash assistance payments to low-income families with children, to make some very deep reductions to state child care programs, to cut the state's wages for home care workers to the minimum wage.
This is a budget that is fiscally unbalanced, and it is morally unbalanced.
Phil Angelides is the state treasurer, a Democrat, and a likely opponent of Schwarzenegger's in the governor's race in 2006. The governor says Angelides has asked for sacrifice only from those who have the least.
Once again, when it comes to closing corporate tax loopholes, the answer from the governor is no way. When it comes to asking the wealthiest 1% to pay at least the same taxes that Ronald Reagan and Pete Wilson asked them to pay, his answer again is a very sharp and resounding no.
Last but not least in the group of people who don't like this budget is the governor himself. Schwarzenegger says it was forced on him by a budget process he calls lunacy. So he's proposing a constitutional amendment to change that. Specifically, any spending that exceeds revenue would trigger immediate and automatic across-the-board cuts.
If we don't get control of our autopilot spending, there will be deficits as far as the eye can see, and we will risk every program for years to come.
But not every program would be subject to those across-the-board cuts, says the California Budget Project's Gene Ross. Federal requirements and other mandates, she says, leave just a few areas subject to instant rollbacks.
You'd end up with programs for seniors, for families, for children, higher education and public safety bearing the brunt.
The governor says that if the Democrat-dominated legislature doesn't support his constitutional amendment to limit spending, he'll go over their heads and take it directly to the voters through the initiative process. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Thank you.